League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and 97.9 FM HD2. Try that and wait a sec. It takes a couple of seconds for it to come up, but you're going to, a lot of people go there in 97.9. Oh, HD2, there it is. Oh, there's nothing there. Wait two or three seconds and it will pop up, and it's the clearest signal you have of us in the history of this station. So I heard a stat this morning. I was listening to a podcast this morning. Division dogs, 71% in week one in the last 20 years.
Yeah, division dog has been a old school play, division home dog, really. But
division home dogs, 25-13 in week one.
That's the old school winner.
And?
It had gone away for a while, and that would mean the Colts.
Oh, that would mean the Colts.
Yeah, that would mean the Colts.
And?
But there's 13 losers in there.
There were 13 losers, but the trend is your friend in week one.
Well, that's fine. If you want to lose money, play the Colts.
That's what these guys that I was listening to want to do. They feel like losing money.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the podcast called? No Money?
It's on the Action Network. If you have no the Action
money,
Network.
No Money, No Cry. The Action Network, yes, I have.
The app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard the podcast, but I mean, Action Network has got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, those guys, they really love the Colts. It's one of their favorite plays this week.
I could see it. I can understand why. I just think that the Texans, well, I mean, it makes sense. I just don't think with the quarterback, Anthony Richardson, I just don't think
they love
he's
him.
Ready.
They love him.
Yeah, why?
Well,
he didn't have a great
preseason. In the two games he played, first of all, he beat the Texans last year.
What about everything since then?
Well, he didn't play.
He didn't play, and in the preseason, he wasn't very good.
And even Gardner, their thought was, well, they beat the Texans in Houston, and they should have beat him in the last week of the season if they could throw a pass at the end of the game. And Gardner Minshew almost beat him. And they can run the ball, which the Texans can't stop. And the Texans on the road are not a good football team.
Well, the Texans, first of all, are completely different down the middle.
Yeah.
And two defensive tackles.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second. How much did they really improve down the middle?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Jake Hansen.
They're making a lot of assumptions based on things that aren't even.
Well,
like,
based on last year.
Yeah, there's no tank. There was no Tank Dell last year at that time. There was no. It is true. I mean,
there
the
was
Texans
in
don't
week
even
two.
Get into the playoffs if Gardner Minshew throws a credible pass potentially. But there was no Tank. There was no Stephon Diggs. There was no starting left and right tackles available in both of those games. You didn't have. Your offensive line set up. And in fact, in the first one, you had three starters missing. Maybe it was four. So I don't know. They're doing a lot of heavy lifting with that game, that week two, where Anthony Richardson hasn't played an NFL game since then.
No, I agree with that. I don't care about Anthony, you know. Well, first of all, though, the Texans have to prove that they can stop the run. Jonathan Taylor has been a thorn in this team's side. They didn't improve that much up the middle. Foley and Khalil and, you know, I mean.
Foley and it's Foley
Edwards.
And Mario Edwards right now.
Right.
But you have Khalil Davis who was there last year and, of course, Settle.
Well, there's going to be a lot of guys. There's going to be a lot of guys moving in and out. But
your middle linebacker, I think. Well,
Christian Harris isn't here, so you got that.
Yeah, Christian was.
Jake Hansen
was,
is going
to
be
not a good middle linebacker. Right. I mean, he's a weak side linebacker. You have a true middle linebacker.
Toto is going to be on the field. Jake Hansen's going to be on the field.
Mm-hmm. Look, their offensive line, they've got a chance to move you around. Like, stopping a run is going to be the key.
Yes,
because I don't think Richardson can beat you with his arm, but. The real key, as you mentioned, is going to be about Jonathan Taylor. I think the Colts don't have a very good secondary. If, for those who don't know that, their secondary struggled last year and is still just not where they need to be. So the Texans could really take advantage of this. I mean, you really want to know the truth, the over might be the play. But it depends on how the Colts run the ball. But I think people are not doing enough homework on the Colts secondary versus the Texans passing game. It's not a good matchup for them. So... That's one of the reasons I like the Texans so much is I don't think Anthony Richardson is an X factor, and I also think the Colts are going to really struggle to stop the Texans passing game. So that's why I'm willing to lay those points. But from a handicapping standpoint, you totally just take the points with the home dog. I get that. I just think the handicapping's not going to come into this one. I think Texans are headed for a really strong year. So you got to win these. These are the games you got to win if you want to be an AFC championship contender.
Well, you got to be better on the road, too. I mean, you do. You need to be a better road team. You need to start.
How were they last year? They're really good at home, right? And if they're really good at home, they weren't very good on the road.
Yeah, well, they lost at Atlanta. They lost at Carolina.
Yeah.
Those are a couple of really bad losses. They won at Cincinnati. That was nice.
Yeah.
Against Joe, and Joe was there. And T. Higgins helped out. Or was it? No, it was Tyler Boyd who dropped that pass.
They won in Jacksonville.
They won in Jacksonville.
They lost at home in Jacksonville. Did you beat the Colts on the road? Yeah, you beat the Colts on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the last game of the year. Yep.
Titans, you lost, I believe.
You beat the Titans there, remember? They wore their blues, and Case went in there and beat their ass.
See, that's all you do is beat your opponents. You were 3-0 against the opponents, against your division opponents last year.
That's all you do. They finished 4-2 in the division. I can see where I don't understand how much they love that. They said they did that. We love the Texans, but we just don't love them in this spot. This is a lot of people are on the Texans, right? We'll have to wait to see where the money all falls in. And where the Sharps are going to be playing it. I have a feeling that they're going to be on the Colts. I have a feeling, and especially if it gets to three. If it gets to three, they're
Well, that'll be, the big gamblers are just not going to, just on principle alone, are not going to push the Texans to three. I just can't see, even if they like the Texans, as you said, it's a division home dog. I just don't think the money's going to come in heavy enough, although you said, you got a place where you can check it, and you said the money's coming in on the Texans, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna recheck it, see what's going on. But it's early in the week. It's way too early for that.
I can see the public doing it. I just think the big money, if it hits three, they'll take three. I mean, they'll do it on principle alone. The wise guys the Sharps will just take the three and say, look, or maybe even buy a half point and say, we'll just take our chances.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna figure out who we like in this game. We're playing a situation. So that's probably how that will go. But this is the beginning of what should be it's the most anticipated season since 2000. I would say 2013 potentially. I don't know. Maybe that's maybe not true. It maybe, it's probably the most anticipated season, John, since 2018. Because 17 is when you had Deshaun Watson. So there was some excitement, but you didn't have a very good team. But 18 is when you were getting Deshaun Watson back, fully healthy for a full year. So there was excitement going into, if you remember, you had Will Fuller, the speedy wide receiver who he had flashed.
Did you have him? Did you though?
Well, you didn't fully know about all the stuff you're going to deal with.
Right.
You had Will Fuller. You had a young Deshaun Watson who everyone was so excited about coming off that, 17 where, and then he got hurt. But so I think it's probably the most anticipated season since 2018. But realistically, it's the most anticipated season with a chance to finish at a high mark since 2013. And that excitement was just on the heels of a good 11-12. Remember, you only won, two games that year? And then you lost 14 in a row. in 2013. So it started off as heavily anticipated, and then it ended up with Ed Reed coming out like a a hobo.
Ed Reed.
Coach Ed Reed was calling Wade Phillips the worst names in the world, and Wade Phillips took over as head coach, and Gary Kubiak had like a mini stroke or whatever on the sideline. Mm-hmm. It was just a mess in 2013.
Yeah.
Just an absolute mess.
So the Texans are a big, the money is 70 plus percent, 20 some percent for the Colts. It's early money, so we'll find it.
Is there a different one?
There's a sports update. You mentioned
money.
Here.
The Texans are giving Davis Mills new money. He's getting an extension through 2025.
So they're buying a year on him.
Yeah.
So what does it have numbers?
No, Schefter just reported that they've given Davis Mills a contract extension.
It's so nice to be back up quarterback.
About $4 million, as my guess.
I would have thought about $4
million. Yeah.
I mean, that's so nice.
Yeah.
You don't even have to play, and they give you $4 million.
That's the dream.
That is the best.
I mean, I'd like all the big, huge money, but still, you can live on $4
million. I mean, are you kidding?
Put some put some money away.
You could be in a backup for 10, 12, 15 years.
Earning 4.5%, 5%
Chase
for the year.
Chase Daniel?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Oh, Chase Daniel works at NFL Net. I kind of want to get Chase Daniel on just so he can talk about just like, what was it like to play all those, like to get paid all those years as a backup? Is this like the sweetest job in the world?
We should get his opinion on Davis Mills getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get him on. I don't know where he lives. It helps if he's not on the West Coast, and he may not be. I'll check. He took a lot of heat. I had his back. He took a lot of heat about saying, you know, does Miller Moss give USC a better chance of making the playoffs than Caleb Williams? Oh. And I knew what he meant. He meant a quarterback who's going to stay on schedule, kind of run the offense. People were furious with that comment. Uh-huh. Good Lord. But I knew what he was talking about. So he's like, thank you, Lance. When I said, I know what you're talking about. People think it's engagement bait, but I know what he's talking about. We'll see if we can get him on and talk a little bit of did you say Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud?
Davis Mills.
You want to just talk Davis Mills?
Well, he's Chase a backup, Daniel? And the backup got the extension.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you say, okay, why would you not get a Native American to play a Native American part in a movie?
Yeah.
Or why would you not get a disabled person to play a disabled?
Why would you not ask?
Why would we not
quarterback?
Ask a backup quarterback about another backup quarterback's deal?
That's right.
I don't know if the city of Houston cares enough to keep it on our station to listen to Davis Mills' backup contract talk. It's very highly specific, but he would be the guy to talk to.
He would be.
Chase is. Or obviously, you know, the other guy, Chase, or that we have, Case or Chase. Case knows. He knows a thing or two.
We do have. And Case will be 100% behind us.
Who will make more money in their career, Chase Daniel or Case Keenum? Or Colt McCoy?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Chase, though, got it early on. The money's better now. So backup now is probably... If you're still doing it, and Kate, but Case was.
Nah, I think Chase Daniel got a really good backup.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Oh my God!
I'm looking at money. I'm going to money now. This happened on this show. We just get completely distracted.
So speaking of distracted, watch this. They're in punt formation. They snap it to the punter. He walks up and he throws it underhand, way up in the air. And his own team catches it downfield because the opposing team thought he punted it. And it's a first down because it's a pass down the field. That is crazy.
They thought it was a punt?
Well, yeah, because all the big guys are in front of him.
Yeah, because there's like everyone's around him. Like, how did he even catch that?
Well, I know. Well, nobody went for it. Nobody went for it.
Yeah, they didn't see
it. They thought it was a punt.
Huh.
So he goes up and he catches it. It's a beautiful play. I mean, that's just smart. That's happened in my home state of California. Just smart football. Smart football being played there.
State of California.
Time to talk about cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. What? You got to keep Texas chill. The games are here, people. You saw me last night,
yeah?
Right?
You were on brand.
What did I have?
You had Coors Light.
And tonight,
in a bottle. You had bottle.
I had bottle, brown bottles. I love that's my go-to move now.
Keep some cold.
That's my jam.
Like, yeah.
That's my jam. Is the brown bottles, the cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Tonight we have another fantasy draft. Okay, and guess what's going to be flying there at Nick's place? What? Coors Light. So you're looking for the best way to enjoy the games, okay? Unfortunately, there were no games. We were watching Aquaman, but I was still enjoying my Coors Lights because it was so stupid. I mean, you got to have something, right? So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to enjoy your games, keep Texas chill while you're watching, while you're enjoying. There's only one place to go. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans named 7 captains. Can you name them?
I saw the name 7. I didn't look it up. That seemed like a really high number. So, obviously, C.J. Stroud will be one.
Yep.
Will they make Stephon Diggs one?
Stephon Diggs is one.
Yeah. So, that's a little move to...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a...
It's a sneaky...
It's a smart move.
It's a sneaky move.
Yeah. It's a sneaky move. Laremy Tunsil is going to be one.
Laremy Tunsil, that's 3.
All right, let's go with Azeez Al-Shaair.
Yep, he's one.
Because he's the mic. So that would be 4. We're going to go with Kaimi Fairbairn.
No.
Okay. Oh, John Weeks.
John Weeks is 5.
That's 5. Will Anderson.
That's 6. The last one is a toughie.
Stingley?
Nope.
Jimmy Ward?
Jimmy Ward.
Okay. No. Vet. That makes sense. He's a vet.
Yeah.
Will Anderson, you got to make.
Yeah.
And you got to make the middle linebacker one. And then the 40-year long snapper. Makes sense. He's on every special teams play.
Yeah.
Except kickoffs and kick returns, I guess. Yeah. That all makes sense. Some of them you'll notice.
He's only on the one that needs snapping.
Yeah. Well, but that's field goals. That's
field
extra
goals
points.
And punts.
Punts. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a short snapper and a long snapper.
Well, yeah. That's true.
And he's a cover guy.
And he's all that.
I mean, John Weeks has done some.
He has made some tackles.
How many tackles do you think John Weeks has made in his career? Over under is going to be 5.5.
Oh, over.
You think?
Yeah.
John Weeks stats. There we go. I mean, you would think it is, but I just don't.
Oh, no, I'm going to go away. I'll bet you it's over. It's going to be like.
Oh, yeah, 33.
Yeah.
I mean, solo, 14.
Yeah.
The most in his, what's the most solo tackles? Look at this. He was a Pro Bowler in 2015. He had 6 solo tackles.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I mean, you were disrespecting him with 5.5.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around.
The most solo tackles he's had since 2015 is.
Listen, even Kelvin Cato got a basket. Okay.
He had 1 assist last year.
He's on the field.
Slow down. He had 1 assist last year.
He's been on the field for 30 years.
He had 1 assisted tackle last
year. And you're going to give him 5 tackles, 5.5 tackles.
Yeah, that was
ridiculous. That was embarrassing. For John Weeks and his family are disgusted with you.
You know, he's never missed a game.
No. Never missed this. Never had a bad snap.
He did go 2.
Will he ever have a bad snap?
No. He did go 2 full seasons without any tackles at all. So let's not act like he's a tackle machine.
He 33. 33 tackles.
John Weeks.
In his 27-year career.
Over under. John Weeks, 5'9.5".
Oh, he's over.
Yeah, John Weeks, 5'11.5", over under.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say he's 5'11".
He's 5'10".
5'10", yeah. Yeah.
You could post John Weeks up.
Yeah. I mean, what would Mason do? What was his dribble package?
Shoot over him.
Yeah. Well, no. That's what he would do.
Shoot over him.
Yeah. So there's your 7. They get it right. I would like Stingley to be a captain, but oh well. I think you were onto something there with Stingley.
Yeah, but he's not. That's not his personality. They say
he's
very,
really
very
not.
Quiet.
He's very quiet.
Very quiet. The Stephon Diggs move makes a lot of sense. You want to keep him. you know, put him in a captain's position so he behaves right. It's the Texans would obviously never say that, but I mean, as a guy who's just coming in, Nico Collins plays the position and has the attitude that you love. Nico Collins is a guy that you would want there, but Stephon Diggs, it's just how the game has to be played. He's the veteran. Put him in a position of, you know, of authority, and you hope that he is happy throughout the year, doesn't mess anything up. You got a good chance. I don't think he can mess anything up. I think he's going to get a lot of. I worried about it at first, but I think he's going to get a lot of targets. I think he'll get his stats. I think there's enough. If they throw it enough, there's enough footballs to go around for all three of those guys. And regardless, I mean, if Tank doesn't get a ton of targets, I mean, he's going to get stats. It'll just be, you know, a little up and down in terms of one game it will be huge, one game it won't. But Stephon Diggs, I think, will be happy enough. Remember, this is a contract year for him. So he could get a little fussy if the ball's not going his way. Just keep that in mind.
As a captain, though,
he's a captain in Buffalo. It didn't matter.
He's got a one-year deal here, though. He's a free agent, so I think he's going to be a wonderful citizen.
I think he will, and I think they'll win.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get James in here. He wants to talk about Danielle Hunter. What do you say, James?
Yeah, can y'all explain the logic of not making a multiple-time captain of the Vikings and multiple-time All-Pro Danielle Hunter captain of his defense in preference of a second-year player who's 7 career sacks to Hunter's 87, or a guy like Alshier who has, you know, 1 or 2 solid years. I know he's been a linebacker, but I think it's kind of slapping Danielle's face if you want to know the truth. And I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that.
No, and okay. I'll tell you why it's not. I thought about Hunter. You're talking the two biggest leaders on defense are Shaiir. And I mean, if this is captain's role, the two biggest leaders from people with the team saying, oh, it's easily Shaiir and Will. Will Anderson was the biggest leader on defense last year, him and Jimmy Ward. Like, Will Anderson came in, and D'Amico has raved about his leadership already. So, I mean, they actually...
That's the guy he was at Alabama, too.
Yeah, way more than Stephon Diggs, frankly. The captain's role should be going to Will Anderson, because he is the biggest leader on that team. And I don't care how many career sacks he has, he's a guy that came in and has helped turn around the locker room in Houston. So, and Shaiir is... the middle linebacker with a real take no prisoners attitude. He's got a real forceful, aggressive attitude. So I actually don't have any. I doubt that Danielle Hunter cares.
I don't know. We don't know. I don't want to.
I promise you, he's not going to be at over Will. He's not going to be at over Will Anderson. Have you noticed that there's no double captains? There's one on the defensive line.
Yeah.
It's Will Anderson. There's one linebacker. There's one guy in the secondary. There's one guy in special teams. There's one guy at the skill position. There's the quarterback. And there's one guy on the offensive line. That's how it goes.
Yeah. 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 And that guy, yeah, he is the leader. I don't know how Danielle Hunter feels about it. Don't care. Danielle Hunter.
He'll be fine. He got a big contract.
Yeah, he's got money. He's got money. I find it hard to feel bad for these guys, for anybody. Yeah, you hurt his feelings. Oh well, you know what? That when that check cashes, he'll be fine. He'll be okay.
You don't have any empathy. That's why.
You what?
You're not an emotionally intelligent person. That's why.
No, I'm not. No, I'm very.
Whatever. How many zeros?
Right. Whatever.
What she look like? Yeah, that too. What she look like? Well,
I don't know if that's emotional intelligence or just misogyny.
Well, no. Sure.
No, it's emotion. It's about emotion, not misogyny.
What did she look like?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think that.
Well, no, I let her get away with murder. That's not misogyny.
That's what I'm saying. But you would also, if they don't look a certain way, they're guilty.
Yeah.
They don't get.
Won't even hear the case.
No, they get. I didn't say that they were immediately guilty, but they are immediately innocent. Okay, the two of them are not. Those are mutually exclusive. Those two things. Okay.
Can the woman you find, let's say, less attractive, you think she can get a fair trial?
In your courtroom, a fair trial
in your court.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. What if she's annoying and talks a lot?
But that's going to hurt anybody.
That pisses off every judge.
That's going to hurt anybody.
Yes.
No, but not in your courtroom. But you just find out from testimony she's annoying and talks a lot.
Yeah.
Well, is it corroborated testimony?
Okay.
We got to see. Every case is different, Al.
I know.
Okay.
You take them as they come. You're not making determinations before you hear the case.
No.
Understood.
That's why I'm a judge.
You and Solomon, the best, the wisest of them all. Yes.
That's so funny. Time to talk right now about my peeps over at CCA. I love, these guys are great, actually. They're a lot of fun. They are. You're going to have a lot of fun playing golf in this tournament, and it's a kind of a big deal because this is where they raise their money for the CCA, and this is where you're able to they funded $10.7 million in marine habitat project on the Texas coast. They released their 1 billionth redfish fingerling into Texas waters. That's a billion with a B. Okay, so the reason that you're able to be out there enjoying wildlife, enjoying fishing here in the Texas area is because of the CCA, all right? And their golf tournament, they're asking, this is going to be so hard. They want you to have lunch, dinner, drinks, play golf all day. Oh, my gosh, how are you going to do it? Well, okay, this is how you can help, and this is how you do it, okay? And it's now they're not asking a lot. 713-626-4222. If you fish in this state, you need to be at this golf tournament. 713-626-4222. Tell them you want to sign up for the golf tournament.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Basically a holiday show today.
You say that a lot.
Well, because...
And particularly in the last couple weeks, even I wasn't here for a week, and I sensed that you treated last week as a holiday.
It was kind of a holiday.
Yeah,
well, it's a shortened week.
But
it's Labor Day.
So how is it a holiday show?
I celebrate Labor Day because it's so important to me. It's a holy. It's the one of the holiest of holidays.
Okay.
And I celebrate it for at least a couple days.
Don't
after.
You feel like it means that I'm not going to try?
Yes,
the same
of course
as
it does. Of course it means that. So you treat Labor Day week like you're a 28-year-old woman and her birthday? Like the whole week is the whole week is Labor Day week?
Pretty much.
28-year-old woman and their birthday.
Yeah, like, it's my birthday week. No, you get a day. Oh,
birthday week.
Be normal.
Yeah. Like, I've got a father-in-law that he celebrates for 2 months his birthday.
It's not your birthday anymore.
No, it's not. What's Labor Day, though?
So it's Labor Day week.
Labor Day week. It's like, it's a holiday week.
It's not really.
Well, 4 days. We're only working 4 days.
If you treat this week like a holiday week, do you even belong in this business?
Yes. I got my XFL hat on today because it's celebrating football.
Is this the second day in a row of golf?
It will be.
No, it won't be based on the rain.
Oh, see, he's always trying to kill your vibe.
About flooding stuff.
Shut up.
No, no lie. You'll look today there
is
and a, tomorrow.
There is supposed to be rain. I don't know about flooding, though.
Flooding? That's
cart path only today?
Oh, God. 70%.
Yeah. I'm not lying.
Oh, my gosh. What is this?
Just get on your
pitch. Yesterday was 100%, and you know what? We were at Wildcat, perfect.
I'm sure
didn't
it was.
Rain. We had a couple of drops all day.
So you can't trust Lance or the weather.
What?
You can't trust Lance or the weather.
I
just
can't
go out
trust
there
Lance.
And golf.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, his dew point?
No, you can't trust that.
Oh, Mr. Dew Point over here?
Dew Point's the most accurate thing there is.
Is it? Yeah, well, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? Played golf yesterday.
It's what it
when
is.
All you, it's going to rain.
I didn't say that. No one even said that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you do.
Who's this imaginary person you're fighting against?
Well, when you're going to play golf, it looks like there won't be much if you're leaving right after the show.
No, we play at 1.
You should be okay. Rain shouldn't kick in until later in the day.
No, shut
up. All right, Colt McCoy made $26 million over his career. That's pretty good. $26 million
minus... Chase Daniel made way more than that.
Who do you think made more, Case or Chase?
Case.
Yeah, because Case was had starter money at one point. Case made $51.9 million. Chase Daniel, $41.8 million. That's still pretty good.
That's real good.
Chase Daniel, career backup, six teams, $41.8 million.
How many starts did he get?
He got to live in New Orleans, Kansas City. He had to live in Philadelphia at one point. Chicago, Detroit, and, I mean, Detroit's not.
How many starts?
And then he finished up with the Chargers.
How many passes did he throw in his career for $41 million?
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Yeah.
Statistics. How many snaps or how many passes?
How many passes did he throw?
Pass attempts in his career? Oh, I'd have to add it up, but six. It's over 100.
See, I don't have a stat.
It's well over 100. Well, I'm looking at the contract page. So, let's see. You got 55. That's 119. That's 210.
Just got they got 11, a total 12, 13, right here.
I know. So less than 300
attempts. 273. Okay, 41 million.
Mm-hmm.
41 million divided by 273. That's a pretty nice 273 equals. It was $150,000 a pass. $150,000 a pass. That's good money.
Nine touchdowns, seven interceptions for his career.
Nice. Nice. That's not bad for backup.
No, it's great.
9-7? Yeah. I'll take it.
It's great. Being a backup quarterback, look, you don't make the same money. You know, Kirk Cousins is going to make more in 1 year than you made in your whole career.
No, but
that's just the truth, and Kirk's not a top quarterback, but you could say that about a lot of these quarterbacks.
But
now.
Kirk, I watched the quarterback show with the three quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins took a beating.
Oh no, I like Kirk Cousins. I'm just saying, being a starter is always
no. But
way
I'm saying,
better financially.
Yeah, way but, better. Yeah, I'll beating. Take the $41 million and throw 273 passes and get hit not at all and stand on the sideline.
What do you think about this? So the cap hit for this year for Justin Herbert is only $19 million. Next year it turns into $37 million, then $46 million. You look at what Jim Harbaugh does. Do you really love paying your quarterback? I mean, I guess by the time he's making $46 million in 2026, he'll be like the 13th or 14th highest paid quarterback in the league. I mean, realistically, I mean, it's going to go way, way down. Probably more like 10th. But I look at how much money he's, you know, from a cap standpoint, he's taking up, not like Joe Burrow takes up 25%, but your quarterback's taking up 13.6% of the cap next year, the year after 15.8%, the year after that 18%. Jim Harbaugh loves to run the football. Is that a smart contract for a quarterback that you want to be a game manager?
Because
we're looking at fantasy football. You know, we had our auction yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like, there is no value for Justin Herbert right now.
No.
He's got
not in fantasy because he doesn't run.
Well, but there's other quarterbacks who throw the ball, and he's had stats in the past where he's had some success, but he lost his wide – it's a combination of losing his top wide receivers and Jim Harbaugh's there now.
Yeah.
The assumption is he's just not going to throw much.
Right. No, I guess, but no, you know what? They will. They're gonna have to. I mean, even Jim Harbaugh is gonna go. You know what? I didn't have him at Michigan. I've got a good quarterback. I've got.
You don't have good receivers potentially.
No, you got McConkey and Palmer.
You got Palmer, who was a wide receiver three for that same team. You have Quentin Johnston, who has got to prove he can catch the football, and then you got McConkey, who is a slot receiver. We'll see how much they throw it. They'd made a first round. They made a tackle the first pick of the draft.
Yeah.
They needed a wide receiver. They said, no, we're drafting in the first round another tackle because we're going to beat you up with our off. Last year, their first round pick was a guard, Zion Johnson. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that team.
Yep. Let's get Anthony in here. He wants to talk about U of H. What do you say, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Long listener of the show. Congratulations on your Hall of Fame. All of y'all, including Dale, y'all are all awesome.
Thanks, man.
U of H, I know everybody is trying to give, I guess, the new coach a pass, but I think Donovan Smith is probably like the worst quarterback I've ever seen. He threw the most beautiful out route that turned into like a paper plane, like to the sideline to his small person receiver, and it was like the most magical play I've ever seen with his short arm trying to reach out and get the pass. So when I saw that, I literally threw up in my popcorn bag and turned the TV off and started crying. So, yeah, I'm so done this year. That was like the worst play I've ever seen in my life.
He called it magical.
And
he said it turned into a paper plane, and he called it a magical play with his tiny arms trying to reach up and grab it. Bro, that was so descriptive.
Threw up in his popcorn. Is it okay to talk about Game of Thrones or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I know Dale likes the talking and stuff like that, but the talking and the slow pacing and everything like that, I thought this season regressed back to the first 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons of the original Game of Thrones. I thought it was pretty bad, in my opinion.
I thought it was boring.
It was boring.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't finish the last episode.
Yeah.
I still have it sitting there because I was out of town, and then everyone, and all I saw on Twitter was how, what a terrible ending. And what, I was completely disincentivized to watch the end. But I wouldn't, this is nowhere near as good as Game of Thrones was. And I didn't think Game of Thrones was ever really boring, to be honest with you. It's just the pacing was the setup. It was just a grand scale of storytelling.
It was just a bunch of talking and just no action.
I like the talking, like he said. Anthony's called in before, and he calls into my show about Game of Thrones and Donovan Smith. So, yeah, that's why he referenced my love of talking. He doesn't like Donovan Smith partly because he plays with him. He played with him on the EA college football game, and he wasn't good. So that's where some of this is coming from. That's where some of this is coming from. And I told
Donovan. Wait a minute. Sean won a national championship with Rice. You're telling me you can't win with Donovan Smith?
He hasn't won a national title. He won a conference title with Rice.
No, he won a national title. He told us last week.
Okay, maybe last week.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it took years to get there.
Yes. That's okay.
But Donovan Smith, you only have him for a year. You're not going to change him. And Sean recruited his own guys. Donovan Smith is on the roster when you take over. He's maybe just not good in the game.
Wait a minute. If you recruit other players and you got Donovan Smith, you can win a national title.
No, because Donovan Smith's like a senior. So how can you – the recruiting of players comes after Donovan Smith's senior year. Then you move on. That's how it goes. That's how recruiting works, Sean.
It's like real?
Yes.
I can't keep Donovan Smith for –
No, it's not the NFL. Oh. No, he has to go away at some point. It's like real.
So you got to win it right now.
If you want to win with Donovan Smith. And apparently, according to Anthony, it can't happen. Yeah, I did watch some of that U of H game. There is a little fellow out there playing wide receiver for them. He's like number 83. I'm like, hey, you're a little –
Well, Manjack's not big.
Well, Manjack is like normal size.
Yeah.
83 is – For
is we
for a college wide receiver? Yes, he's we. I don't know how tall he is, but he looks small out there.
Wow, that is just awful, though. Can we not be ugly? Like
I didn't.
That?
I wasn't going to reference the smaller stature wide receiver, but I know who Anthony's talking about.
Did he say with his little tiny arms?
Said it was magical.
It was magical, apparently.
He was a punt returner for them, too.
I had no idea, though, that he was like that. Uh-huh. This call was generated because he's harboring a beef because of NCAA 25.
Yeah, the problem for Anthony, and I told him that when he called into my show, you're the guy taking the snaps at quarterback. You control Donovan Smith.
You don't know if he sent it.
It's unlikely. You're the one who's actually to blame because you're the one making the reads and throwing the football. You can't blame Donovan Smith for you playing poorly.
Well, but doesn't it play to the player's capabilities?
It plays to the player's capabilities as far as rating, so Donovan Smith isn't running a 4-3 or anything.
Oh, gotcha.
But you're making the decisions as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it's on you.
Don't
blame Donovan Smith.
You can blame him for what happened on Saturday, but not for your game.
If he makes a throw and it turns into a paper plane that's floating.
No, that happened, I guess, on Saturday.
Maybe it's in the game.
No.
Maybe it's in the game.
It's not that, though. It's not like that, though.
We got a sad update. Wayne Graham died. Passed away last night at the age of 88.
Rice coach.
Yeah, Rice, former Rice
National
coach.
National champion.
One of the best college coaches ever.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a great, great coach. Now, some pitchers might not think so today.
Well, they did well under him.
They did great under him, but they didn't do anything at the next level.
Well, they worked hard in college.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
That pitch count was not as important.
No, no. And
of course, that was a different time from a pitch count standpoint.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, I don't know.
Like 117. Like
well, 160, though. I don't care what time it was.
Yeah, that's a little much.
It was a little much. 744 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But Wayne Graham at the age of 88 passes. We'll be back. But first, let's talk about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. It is the time of the year, people. What a bonus that you get right now for signing up in MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. It is the perfect place to play, win, get paid. I'm telling you, MyBookie has got the deals right now for you. You're looking for the best way to get set up. I got it for you right now. How about this? MyBookie has an incredible promotion. Weekly risk-free boosts on Thursdays where you can bet without a sweat. If you bet, if your bet hits, you win big. If it doesn't, forget it. You don't lose. Now, what now? They've got thousands, hundreds of thousands in prizes with their Super, Survivor, and Squares contests. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and you got their bonus options make it easy. You can deposit with crypto or with credit. And you get some extra bank in your first deposit. And check out the new loyalty program, MyBookie Plus, where the more you play, the more you win. It's simple. Climb through tiers of the loyalty rewards program to unlock even more epic promotions, exclusive giveaways, and bigger rewards. MyBookie Plus is the lock of the century. You're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for a great place to play this football season. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
NFL Eve. Tomorrow, it begins for real. The Chiefs and the Ravens going at it on Thursday Night Football to kick off the season. Your Astros in action tonight. How about Rookie of the Month, Spencer Arrighetti?
I know. The Astros had double rookies, didn't they?
No, they had Josh Hader, reliever of the month.
Oh, reliever of the month. That's what it was, right. Yeah. Spencer Arrighetti.
Spencer Arrighetti.
How about that?
No, he was fantastic.
He was awesome.
He was awesome. And, I mean, Hunter Brown couldn't win it when he had his great month. That was terrible that he didn't win it. But at least they gave it to Spencer Arrighetti. He was brilliant. He was brilliant last month. Like, one of the best rookie months ever with strikeouts. I think he led the majors in strikeouts last month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fantastic.
Yeah, he's really...
Okay.
He's really changed perspective on... He's given Dana Brown a lot more to think about. Well, Dana Brown and Joe Espada a lot more to think about how they're going to use these pitchers. It is... Dana Brown, if you missed our show yesterday, I guess he said on another radio station that Renel Blanco's the guy that's going to go...
No, we talked about that yesterday.
No, we talked about it yesterday, but if they didn't listen yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Renel, because
who doesn't listen every day?
Well, somebody who made...
Stupids?
Well, somebody who made... Who took an extra day to turn it into a 5-day weekend. Oh,
yeah.
And remember, HISD...
Labor Day, you take 3 or 4 days.
I don't think HISD had to go to school yesterday. So a lot of parents maybe didn't hear. Yeah,
you see? This is like a celebration.
Stop it.
Of labor.
No. Yeah. You don't, it's not
well, that's
Labor
what I'm
Day
telling
week.
You. They may not have heard the show. Mm. And we did talk about that. Renel Blanco to the pen. But that still leaves 5 starters with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, there's only 4 in the postseason. Well, Justin Verlander's got 5 starts to work it out. That's all. And he says his mechanics are terrible. He said it's really frustrating because he's working as hard as he can. But his mechanics aren't there. He's throwing up 94 mile an hour beach balls that they're just crushing. And it's not, you know what? Justin Verlander's got the right or the, he's got enough pelts where he gets, you know, to work it out.
Sure he does.
Yeah. I mean, you want Justin Verlander to be at the top of his game.
It's not time.
You got a much better chance to win it all if Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest problem is I don't think it's time to talk about Verlander out of the rotation. Like, we can have this conversation in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
but right now
as we
it's a
head
little
into the
early.
Playoffs,
yeah,
then we have that.
Yeah, right now it's still a little
right
bit
now
early
though. Well, if it was right now though, he wouldn't be one of your 5 starters if it was right now. But it's not right now. He's got 5 starts to work this thing out. You are going to be a much better baseball team if Justin Verlander is Justin Verlander, a much better baseball team. Then
what does that mean, Justin Verlander? What if Justin Verlander This is Justin Verlander.
Well, what do you mean? The Justin Verlander we want to see.
Well, you mean the one that was 3 years younger? What are we looking for from him?
The
at
one
this age?
That was a Cy Young Award.
Well,
winner.
Wendy may want a different John Granato.
Well, yeah.
No, she likes this one better than the other ones.
She does?
Oh, much better.
No, why?
Because the other one back in the past was a little wilder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She likes this one better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she control this one better?
Yeah.
Control?
Much better.
Control?
Much better. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get wanting Cy Young, top of the rotation, number one stopper Verlander, but does that guy still exist?
He could. You don't know.
Yes, yeah. that's always the response.
Just because he's going through a downtime. He didn't pitch all year. He's going through spring training right now.
We should expect him to be.
He wasn't a stopper last year.
Yeah, he wasn't great last year.
He
was fine. He was good. He was fine.
He was good, not great last year. Up to this point, he's been below average.
Didn't he just in 2022 help us win a World Series?
That's 2 years ago now.
But Akeem Olajuwon, 2 years. I mean, when you look at where he was his last year with the Raptors, and you go 2 years before when he was playing with the. You know, against Shaq and it was sad, the series against Shaq when he was Lakers Shaq. That was a sad time for Olajuwon, the way one we remembered. When you fall off fast.
You know.
And Justin Verlander right now
he's just going through a rough patch.
I mean,
what do you
I'm
suspect?
Not
this will never, it'll never be bad.
No. It's not going to be Cy Young, Justin Verlander. I think we're past that time frame.
Well, okay.
Effective. I'm looking for effectiveness.
Young,
that's all.
Well, I'll be the first to say Justin Verlander, you can't start in the postseason, but you got to give him a shot.
Of course, this is what this month's for. Yeah,
right. And Seattle's making it so easy for you.
Yeah, so bad.
You don't even have to try.
No, I told you this is a double digit win. We're worried about. We don't look behind. We're the Astros. We don't look behind us. We look ahead of us. And you know who's ahead of us? Cleveland. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to catch them, and we're not going to be in the wild card round. That's what we're going to do, because that's what we do here.
How many games? What's the distance now?
I don't even care.
You don't care, huh?
I don't care.
I'm looking.
You just know it's going to happen.
Three and a half. It's in that neighborhood.
They've got 80. Let's see, 5, and then 4. So 4.5 back.
No problem.
Well,
we got a month.
It's a bit of a problem.
We got a month.
I'm not saying it's impossible. It's a bit because not everyone's the Mariners.
We play them the last three games of the year.
That's fine, but not everyone's the Mariners.
We play them the last three games of the year.
Understood, but that doesn't guarantee anything.
That guarantees we win.
What if you're four games back the last three games of the year?
We ain't going to be four games back because I just told you we're not going to be.
I just don't say we play it in the year. That doesn't mean anything unless it means something late. Because if they're four games back, who cares?
There's a reason that God put us put those three games at the end of the season.
Rob Manfred, Cleveland. You mean?
Normally we play against our own division.
I didn't know you thought so highly of Rob Manfred.
No, Rob Manfred is not.
He's a huge Rob Manfred guy.
No.
He called him God.
No. Rob Manfred is not God.
Then why'd you say that?
Because God, no, it was preordained. Okay. This was going to happen.
Okay. You know, I'm rewatching the Tudors, the Henry VIII story made by Showtime. Show. You know what? They call you a heretic and burn you.
They burn me?
Yeah.
Just because I said
it's about
this is God's path.
Because it's a lot about the Reformation
and Indians meeting in the Guardians.
A lot about Reformation and Catholics versus a new type of a Christianity. You might be called a heretic.
Yeah,
for all your
good other stuff in there too.
Well, yeah, he either killed
right
or dismiss all the wives.
Yeah, that's all
six of them for the most part.
The Tudors was a good series.
It was.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mi hijo?
Deportes, gentlemen.
Deportes, to you.
Well, since we're about to go to commercial break, longest wait time in the business. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds that Friday night football for the Eagles and the Packers with the Brazilian people riot and say, hey, this is not football, this is football, and then just be like all over the place and start burning up the stadium?
What are the odds that something bad happens there? No, I mean,
Brazil's going to have their police force out.
Well, yeah, but force. I mean,
I think the odds are low. I think it's on the board.
I would hope that they have.
I mean, they don't have things happen in mass. It's like people get robbed here or there. I mean, you don't want to, you know, you got to be smart about where you go.
Why do we think something bad's going to happen?
I don't know.
Because it's a foreign country? Is that why we think?
Well,
I mean, Brazil's known for their favelas, and it's known for, like, yeah, there can be some dangerous places, but not where the NFL's going to be. That's like when I went to Mexico City, and you're like, why did you go to Mexico City? Because I stayed in the places that are good, and it's like staying in Europe. Now, we didn't go to the favelas in Mexico City because that would be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You just know where you don't go. I bet you when I go to Chicago, we go to the good places.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't go to the bad. Now the bad places sometimes are downtown where it used to be a good place.
Michigan Avenue that used to be really good place.
Michigan Avenue used to be good. Now they're like, I don't know if it's still like that, but there was a time where I could see a lot of not great videos from Michigan Avenue.
A lot of people
Avenue.
Used to go to Colorado where there was a lot of good places that aren't anymore.
Yeah, but Aurora is already known for something terrible.
Yeah.
Remember the shooting at the Joker or whatever? Yeah.
It was a dark
night.
There's
lots of good places in Colorado.
But
you just got to know where they
are. Well, that was one isolated incident. Now it looks like a Venezuelan.
Now, here's the thing. Have you only seen that one video?
No, I've seen plenty of other videos too.
You have too?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, because I've only seen that one. People there, some people who live there are saying they're not have you seen the people who are driving there to go confront the people who are showing up?
Oh yeah,
but they can't.
The militia?
They can't. Well, no. They're like, one was just other gang members.
Oh.
And they're like, we're here to, hey, and they're
this is ours. This is ours.
Yeah, and it was weird because they don't know, like, where are they? Like, I don't know. They're somewhere over there. Like, well, let's go find them. And
it was a
video.
I like that.
I got a bullhorn. Hey, guy goes, I got a bullhorn.
We're a gang that owns America here. We can't let Venezuela in here taking over.
Yeah, it was, I like that. It was weird. Oh, you better handle that with full force, by the way. Ain't nobody, if you have people who are there with guns, like, I expect that to be dealt with.
Oh, no, it'll, yeah. Well, yeah,
you deal with that.
I would hope.
You deal with that strong is what you got to do there.
I would hope so. 713-780-3776, and that answered your question, La Raza. Something bad might happen. Who knows?
No, nothing bad's going to happen. The NFL would never let something bad happen.
No, you're right. Nothing.
Our security.
No one ever in the NFL does anything bad.
What would happen in another country? What's the worst thing that's happened when they've been in London or Germany?
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, really? When we were in Mexico, the eye pointer.
That's the only thing, and that person was taken out.
Okay. Cody Carlson couldn't see. He was getting shot in the eye.
His name wasn't Cody Carlson. It was Connor Cook.
Oh. Was that
Cody Carlson.
No. I thought it was. No, the Oilers had an incident there, too, with eye pointers.
What?
You don't remember when we played the Cowboys down in Mexico City?
You
don't remember
that? Cody Carlson?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I remember the Connor Cook eye pointer game and Brock Osweiler. Yeah, Connor Kirk versus Brock Osweiler. It was something else.
That was.
that was a playoff game.
No, had a regular season game. And then they rematched in the playoffs.
Ugh, what a terrible rematch. Yeah, right.
We got a break here.
What a dark time for Houston football.
We got to talk about Houston. Houston Powder Coaters. That's what we're talking about now, my peeps over. That's Robin, and she does an unbelievable job. Love what they do over at Houston Powder Coaters. If you've got anything that's metal and it's rusty, you've got stuff that, you know, maybe is your patio furniture, the slings, the straps, they're falling apart, whatever. You want to keep it. You want to make it look nice. You want to make it look like your favorite football team. Okay, you can do that too. Listen, it's tailgating time. It's tailgating time. And you, my friends, are the ones that are going to benefit from, you want orange and blue, or do you want deep steel purple or whatever deep steel blue, whatever the Texans are, Liberty White, all that stuff? Yes, you can have your patio furniture look like your favorite team. It could be red like U of H, could be maroon, could be burnt orange, whatever. They've got all the colors that you could possibly need. Listen, they're the ones that do it. Free pickup and delivery. They've been great. They've got over 20 years in business, 5-star customer service. You'll love Houston Powder Coaters. Whatever it is that's metal, you need it fixed. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.